people to keep in prayer, Amber, Cheyenne, two young ladies who are away from home and making new friends and connections, and we pray God's anointing over those. If you want to send a card or encouragement, you get with Maddie or Mindy to get an address on where you would send that. So Psalm 104 is similar to 103, but it doesn't have its own title given by the Bible here in the Bible. The last one said a Psalm of David. This one's just Psalm 104. So I'll take the liberty of giving it a title, and I would give it Sweet on God. They were sweet on God. As simple as it sounds, God has made it clear to us that the two greatest commandments are to love God and love others. To simply say that, there's nothing wrong with just saying that. It doesn't have to be the complexity of a worship song, as great as they are. It doesn't have to be a great masterful prayer with lots of heavenly fathers in it and all that. That's great. It can be simply, I love you, God. I love you, God. Have you ever done that? When I've invited people to do that, sometimes their eyes get really big. Like, it's the first time they've ever even heard that. Like, it's the first time they've even tried that. I love you, God. I love you, Jesus. That's a breakthrough moment in the middle of your day, in the middle of your littleness, as the song goes. I love you, Lord. I love you, Jesus. So Psalm 104 is doing that. It's sweet on God. It opens up with bless the Lord, and it will close with bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. We took a look at that word last week, specifically what blessing means, and it starts with God. God created, he formed, divided things, light from darkness, land from water, plants from the animal kingdom. And then he blessed those things that he created and formed. He imparted part of himself into these things, whether it's written into the software of those creatures, the DNA, or it's the image of himself into mankind uniquely. No other creature can claim that, but we can. Bless the Lord, O my soul. O Lord, my God, thou art very great. Thou art clothed with honor and majesty. Gretchen did a great job picking the songs, and appreciate Gretchen and Terry's efforts in that way to bring the music for us to enjoy on Sunday mornings, to allow us to open our hearts widely before the Lord. And Seth as well. Bless the Lord, O my soul. O Lord, my God, thou art very great. A lot of the songs that were picked today had to do with that. Great is our God. You are clothed with honor and majesty. In Psalm 103, we were taking a look at the nature of God, his quality of love, grace, and forgiveness, his mercy. And now we're going to look at the nature of God and his honor and majesty in Psalm 104. Both things cause us to break, to bless him. Something of ourselves now breaking out into God. Praise is a form of blessing God. Something's breaking out from us. One of the greatest examples is the alabaster jar that lady poured out over Jesus. She broke something of value to him. It's blessing God, breaking something that we possess and releasing it unto God. Bless the Lord, O my soul. And the last one was, all that is within me, bless his holy name, it said. This one is saying, you are great, you're clothed with honor and majesty. So we're going to look at the personal effects of God here in the first few verses, speaking of him directly, how he's clothed, where he lives, and all of this. Pretty cool stuff. God has made us and designed us to bend, to have breaking points, to have joints in our body. Can you imagine if we didn't? Everything would be just very stiff. It would be hard to function even. But he's caused our arms to be able to bend, our knees to be able to bend. In fact, this word blessing, the word blessed, literally means that, the knee taking bending. Bless the Lord. There's a breaking happening from the stiffness. God would challenge Israel in that way and call them a what? A stiff-necked people. They weren't bending. They weren't breaking. And Christy shared some of that, I think some breakthrough that she had yesterday. Her testimony spoke to me of a breaking happening. The greatest tool we have for that breaking is the Word of God. It divides what is flesh and what is spirit. It breaks, allows us to break. It's a tool that it causes that breaking to happen. We can now have freedom to live and to be a child of God. In God blessing us, sometimes we ask for a breakthrough. And you might hear, I'm waiting for a breakthrough from God. I would challenge that thought this morning and that idea and reverse it, that God has given us a blessing. God has broken through. That has been done. It's past tense, and now it's present tense for us to break through and lay a hold of. Paul the Apostle would say, my goal, my striving is to apprehend, to grab a hold of that which has grabbed a hold of me, that which has apprehended me. God has already broken through by sending his son to this earth. He's broken through. He's blessed Mary above all women. What does that mean? He's broken through into humanity and become man himself. The greatest breakthrough was God becoming man, Emmanuel. Jesus Christ, Messiah, our Savior and Redeemer. So let's look at some of these blessings, some of these breakthroughs that are available to us in Ephesians chapter 1. If you're an underliner or highlighter, I would encourage you to highlight or underline the word has or having. In other words, this is something that's already been blessed to us. It's been broken through from heaven and it's in your lap. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 3. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. Christ is the breakthrough from heaven to earth. You've heard him referred to as a bridge. You've heard him referred to in these ways as the mediator. He's the daysman. He's the kinsman redeemer. He's made that connection. A breakthrough from heaven to earth is Christ. And in Christ is all the spiritual blessings contained inside him. The gift of God given to each one of us. He has blessed us. You can underline in verse 3. With all spiritual blessings. In verse 4, here's another has or hath or having. According as he has chosen us in him before the foundations of the world. In other words, hands off. Before you were even born, God's got it figured out. We sang about him being the Alpha and Omega today. He's an eternal God. And within that eternity, your life is. And he's the beginning and the end of that. He's the author and finisher of your faith, your story. He's got it. When we were visiting Bree up in Vermont the past couple of days, I think it was Russ was worried about the boys and the things that they do and was worried about them going to bed. And Gretchen says, we got this. We've done this a billion times. We put kids to bed. Even two boys that are very energetic. As he has chosen us in him, he has chosen us before the foundation of the world. He's got our story. He's the author and finisher of our faith. That's beautiful. You can rest on that. It has been done. The breakthrough, the blessing is before us. And I'm going to be encouraging you today that because of this blessing that we are now the ones that are to break through and obtain this and grab a hold of what has been given to us. The breakthrough is really up to us. He's already broken through. He's already blessed. Instead of I'm waiting for a breakthrough, I'm going to break through. In the monotony of the day, whatever it is, you're a fireman, you're a nurse, you're an educator, You're a computer guy? You're at home with the kids. You're at home taking care of a loved one. We all have it. We have the routine, and it can become mundane and monotonous. The breakthrough is available to us at any time during that day. 86,400 seconds in that day, you have available to have breakthrough. God is not going to hold back in your ability because He's put it right in our lap. Let's look at some more in verse 5. Having, underline, highlight. If you're really fancy, you can just hook up a light and just shine it right on there. Having predestined us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to Himself, according to the good pleasure of His will. Having predestined, it's already been done before our time. Verse 6, to the praise of the glory of His grace, where He has made us accepted in the Beloved. You guys are walking into a reception, a wedding reception. The plates are already set. The food's on its way. You don't need to get up and say, oh, I worry about where this person is going to be able to eat them. It's already been planned for months and weeks, in this case, for eons and into eternity. Your life has been planned. The table's been set. Would you sit down and feast? Have a breakthrough. Bless God in doing so. You bless God by apprehending these things. In verse 7, in whom we have redemption through His blood. Daddy talking about the blood of Christ. She reminded of me, of my mom, how much she would use that phrase in my young years. The blood of Jesus over this house. The blood of Jesus over my son's bedroom. The blood of Jesus over this. The blood of Jesus over this. The blood of Jesus, a mighty warrior of God, in whom we have redemption through His blood. Salvation, we're safe, we're whole. No longer does life feel like Swiss cheese. He brings wholeness into it, completeness. The forgiveness of sins according to the riches of His grace. Psalm 103 was all about that. As far as the east is from the west. How rich is the grace of God as far as the east is from the west. In other words, two opposite directions that just keep going and going and going. I think God's excited about His grace. I'm excited about it too. We should be excited about the gospel of God. It's all about His grace. Wherein He has abounded towards us in verse 8. He has. He is broken through. He's abounded. He didn't send down just a little bit of help for man. He abounded in that. There's atrocities and monstrosities down here and difficulties that challenge us. Why is it like this? And why is it like this? Look at the cross and look how God has abounded in response to those monstrosities and the ills of man. The cross gets bigger to me every day. You might hear me say that. I say it to my wife quite frequently. The cross gets bigger as events and circumstances come up and situations. The cross just gets bigger because God has abounded to us. Nothing trumps that. Nothing's bigger than that. Having made in verse 9. There's a lot of these, isn't there? Having made known unto us the mystery of His will. Having made known unto us the mystery of His will, according to His good pleasure, which He has purposed in Himself. Which one's the best? The best gift? You pick it. Have a breakthrough. Knowing Him. Having made known unto us the mystery of His will. It talks about that in Psalm 103 as well. He made known unto Moses. Having made known unto us the mystery of His will. There's something about God that's not just like, look at me, I'm big, I'm really big, and you're little. I'm God, you're not. It's not just that. There's so much more. It's getting to know this one that's going to walk on the clouds as we go back to Psalm 104. the one that walks on the wind and rides the chariots in such way and has flames of fire as friends and servants. Getting to know him. Verse 2, Psalm 104. Who coverest thyself with light as with a garment, who stretches out the heavens like a curtain. God's clothing is light. In his wardrobe, sliding the hangers across, he chooses light to be his garment, his clothing. This might ring a bell as Jesus would go up to the Mount of Transfiguration. And it said his raiment. Let's take a look at that. Matthew 6. We'll do some Bible turning today. Matthew 6, verse 30. We're going to build up to Matthew 17. First tells us, wherefore, if God so clothes the grass of the field, which today is and tomorrow is cast in the oven, shall he not much more clothe you of little faith? Talking about breakthroughs here today, talking about sweet on God and allowing your thoughts to dwell on him and your life to be enveloped by him. Let's get a breakthrough on our clothing today. Matthew 17, verses 1 and 2. After 6 days, Jesus taketh Peter, James, and John, his brother, and brings them up to a high mountain apart. Then verse 2, and was transfigured before them. And his face did shine as the sun, and his clothing was white as the light. And let's keep turning to the right, to Romans 13, verse 12. The breakthrough verse, the night is far spent, the day is at hand. The now, the immediate moment. You know, I was thinking about this as I get to observe Maddie and Mindy because they're living at our house while they're fixing up their house down on Shotwell there. In Port Byron, and I get to observe some things. You know, the day is at hand. This is the now. Asher and Eliana got into a scuff, so mom's got to run into the bedroom. Meanwhile, Isaac takes the opportunity, who can only crawl. He crawls into the kitchen and finds half a piece of bacon that mom dropped on the floor and decides that's lunch today. So she comes back out from fixing that situation. There she sees her 7-month-old... 9-month-old with a piece of bacon in his mouth.
Raw.
Raw bacon. So, blood of Jesus. Blood of Jesus. This happened a week ago or so. Blood of Jesus. It makes me think about, we need breakthroughs all the time. The night is far spent. The day is at hand. It's going on. It's going down. Let us cast off the works of darkness. Let us put on the armor of light. He's made the breakthrough. Jesus was transfigured before us. He's given this armor of light to us. Put it on. Put on the new man, the new creature that's promised from heaven. I'll fashion my own armor of light. The things that I do and all the wonderful things I've done in my life that you could fit in a thimble. I'd rather be clothed with the works of God, the armor of light that he's already prepared. Okay, the clothing of God, the covering of God. Now the shelter of God. Back to Psalm 104. We'll be doing a lot of flipping. Who stretches out the heavens like a curtain, or that's the idea of a tent. Who lays the beams of his chambers, the bedroom within the tent. In the waters. So the dwelling place of God. Let's look at Ephesians 2. Back to Ephesians. Blessing is about breaking through. God has blessed us. Let's break through and bless him now. Let's lay a hold of these riches that he's given us. Clothing, shelter now. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 6. He has raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Another has. He has raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. the breakthrough. Same chapter, verse 20. He's broken unto us. He's broken through unto us. How do we break back? How do we bless back? Verse 20. And are built upon the foundation of the apostles. This is talking about the household of God. Verse 19, the household of God. Built upon the foundation, the apostles, the prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone, in whom all the building fitly framed together grows into a holy temple in the Lord. Verse 22, in whom you also are all builded together for a habitation of God through the Spirit. This is your shelter. This is your home. The temple. Getting together with people, believers. This is it. You can mow your lawn, you can make your chrysanthemums real pretty, but this is it. This is ultimately it right here. You are builded together for a habitation of God through the Spirit. It's exciting. In that context of being in this umbrella of believers, a need has been made known. A young couple, accident recently, a car accident, in need of a car. He's trying to get rides and borrowing and doing all sorts of stuff and making it work. But I would like to give today's offering to them for their need. If someone has put something in this box and you're not in agreement with that, this is a couple that has worked with us at camps, and Annie and Garrett, you guys know who they are. He got in an accident. He's a school teacher, an art teacher, and he's okay, but they're in the need, desperate need for a car. And she had asked Gretchen about some things and questions, and they attend a church in Scipio. But coming to this place, the household of God, this covering that we have, the shelter that we have, this home that we abode in, the refrigerators are full. They're stocked. Yeah. There should be a heart of giving. Yeah. And so if you put something in there today and you're not one with me on this, let me know. Okay? And I will just let me know privately, and I will not include you on that. But my heart is to give the whole offering today to them for their need. Okay, a brother and sister in Christ, that we look to do that. What just happened? What did you just hear? Breakthrough. Yeah. Breakthrough. They're waiting for a breakthrough. God is saying, I've already blessed my body of believers. You do it. Break. Paul, bend your knee, bend your head, bend your elbows. Get to work. Break through. Open the hands. Release. Psalm 104, verse 4. We might not get very far today. He makes his angels spirits, his ministers a flaming fire. He makes his angels spirits, his ministers a flaming fire. Fire is his servant. The wind or the spirit is his messenger. Different translations read differently there. But the idea is that these elements are his servants, are his messengers. Something else from this is that the idea of wind and fire are something that are very untamable and kind of wild in nature and sometimes destructive, as we've seen and we're familiar with. Fire can be very destructive, and certainly wind can. The breakthrough for us today that I would encourage you is in James chapter 3. We won't turn there today. But it speaks of my son's favorite chapter in the whole Bible, James chapter 3. If you ask him to teach something, he would teach from James chapter 3. It talks about the tongue. It talks about it being a wild thing, and it compares it to like a fire. little fire that kindles and whole forest wild. Wild, destructive. Yet for God, it's a servant. For God, it's a servant. I want to break through so my tongue is a tree of life, not wild and destructive. I'm going to apprehend what's apprehended me, the grace of God and the love of God. I'm going to use my tongue right now. Through the resources of Christ and His grace, I'm going to speak grace and life right now. This fire will be my servant. This fiery tongue will be my servant. This wind coming out of my mouth will not be a windbag of wild things. It will be constructive and edify and encourage and exhort. It'll be the coach on the sideline saying, you can do it. Trust in the Lord. Next week, we'll celebrate communion in the second half of this, or the next parts of this psalm. We'll celebrate communion together. And verse 5 speaks to that, so we'll introduce that idea today. And we'll finish there. Back to Psalm 104, verse 5. Who laid the foundations of the earth that it should not be removed forever? The foundations, the stability being spoken of here. Laying the foundations of the earth. God is a God of stability. In the mysteries of God, we think we've got Him figured out, and it's like everything is static and stagnant. And, you know, that stability, when in the reality is it's not. In God's design for stability, those that work at tire shops would understand that He's made a perfect rotation of our solar system, of the earth around the sun, and the moon around the earth, and the rotations even of the earth on its own axis. He's created stability in such a wild universe and expansive universe. He's created stability through these rotations and relationships. Rotations and relationships. The breakthrough that we have here is the stability that God has commanded on His universe through rotation and relationships. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Jesus, you are the rock. You are a rock that's higher than I. We think of a rock James shared about standing this morning. And in Ephesians 6, it talks about all the war that we go through and all the stuff that we go through. And it's after all and above all to stand. God has given us a rock to stand on, and it's not below your feet, it's above. It's a rock that's higher than you. I'm just going to stand my ground. Don't do it. Stand on His ground. His ways are higher than us. As far as the heavens are from the earth, His ways are higher. Stand on that ground. You've been seated in heavenly places. Now sit there. Sit in the chair that God has provided you with. He's given you the power to do so. That's the right. And He's given you the power, the dunamos, to be able to launch off this earth in the gravitational pull of sin and to go into that place and to be able to be seated in heavenly places. Sit on the rock. Stand on the ground of God and truth. Don't be ashamed of the gospel this week as you encounter people. It's rich. He has blessed mankind. He has broken through. He has made us free once again to be children of God, to cry, Abba, Father. It's a rock that's higher than us. I agree with you, James. Stand. As we close in a song today, I'm sorry you got no voice. But we'll do something. I feel it's appropriate today to close in a song. If you've never said it before, tell God you love Him today. First person direct, I love you, Jesus. I love you, Jesus. I love you, Lord. I love you, Lord. Experience the freedom that comes with that. We're going to talk about, as we take communion, the freedom that is birthed in love. Experience a little taste of that. Taste and see that the Lord is good right now. Tell Him you love Him. Break out. Bust out. Don't be stiff-necked and stiff-kneed. Break and bend. Release unto God your love and your heart to Him today. Thank you, Jesus. Amen.
Bless the Lord, O my soul. Oh, my soul. Worship His holy name. Sing like never before. Oh, my soul. I'll worship Your holy name. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Oh, my soul, worship His holy name. Sing like never before. Oh, my soul, I'll worship Your holy name. The sun comes up.
Your holy name. prayer this morning. We've been given our hands that we can do all sorts of things with. And one of those things that God has caused us to do is to bless. Is to bless. And if there's something you would like prayer for, we'll gather around you and we'll pray for it. And we'll bless. We'll pray.
I pray for David, too. He's got to take care of me.
He's got to be broken.